We in daf yitches amad alef. Amar rabbe babachane. Amar rabbi yechenen. Vekulon niskorin beskira achas. That it seems that b'shas so Rashi says vekulon niskorin ba'afar pi sha'ivrin ze achar ze. Even though b'shas the etzem hadin, it's oivrim ze achar ze. Each one goes over al tziyochit. It is not a din of a tzibur, it's a din of yechidim. Kulon is korin is kirachas. But it would seem that it means, but v'shas the psak, there is one psak is given out for everyone. But it wasn't a din of a tzibur, but the psak is chal al kol echad v'echad. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak afana nami tanina, Hayoitzer yachad libam hamevin al kol maiseim. So here we see this yisod nakulon niskoren niskira beskira achas. Fregt die Gemara, Maikom, what is pshat in the posik? Ileime, if you'll say hochi kamar, the baran al kol alme. The Rebbeinu Shalom created everyone. And it united the hearts of everyone together. The Rebbeinu Shalom created that the hearts of everyone should be biyachad. It's not like that. So that can't be pshat in the posik. The Rebbeinu Shalom, who is the yoitzer, roye yachad libam, sees together all their levoves umeivin al kol maiseim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, afana nami tanine de kulon niskorin beskira achas. That they're all, the Mishnah we see this yesod. Is this Rabbi Baba Chonam Rabbi Yochanan said it? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchok said, you know, it says that in the Mishnah this yesod. We learned the previous Rashi. We call him the score of Afa Pisha Oivrim Zecha Zeh. Even though it's Oivrim Zecha Zeh, but I'll compon him that in the din. But in the psak, it's the score of the Beskirachas. Nosif Tane Didon Talmude Le Milse Mehaikro Ayyitze Yacha Liba. He said that the Tane wants to prove from this posik, so from this posik we see that Takib Shah. If you say v'libayu miyachad ki yadodi kali b'sholze kach li b'sholze, it's not like that. Achikom ayoitze roye yachad libam v'akrod la'el mineko mahada. Says hishkiach al kol yoishve otz ayoitze roisom hishkiach yachad es libam. I have two difficulties in this gemara. One difficulty I found, Lamaisa the Marsho's Ma'ira. It would seem that the memra of Rabbi Yochanan, the Kulon Niskoren Beskira Achas, is Be'etzem Astire to Oivrim Lefonov Kivnei Meroin. Oivrim Lefonov Kivnei Meroin is that it's, the, each one is needed separately. That's what Rashi says. Va'afal v'kulon iskoren. Va'afal pisha oivrin zechaz zeh. That means even though b'shas the din, it is that way. But b'shas the psak din, it's v'kulon iskoren b'skirachas. But it comes out l'chayre that kulon iskoren b'skirachas is a pesastire to oivrin l'vnei meroin. But it's, we fan for this is a zoin, this is a zoin. So beside the Loshna, Mishnah is very schwer. The Mishnah says, "Bereish Shana Kol Boy Oylam Oivrim Lefon of Kenei Meroin Shenema Hayoytze Yachad Libam." The Mishnah brings the raya from this pasuk on Oivrim Lefon of Kenei Meroin. This is not a raya on Oivrim Kenei Meroin. This is a hepech from Oivrim Kenei Meroin. But Baruch Hashem, I found the Marshos Ma'ira and Rashi. A second thing I don't understand. L'chayre, kulon niskorin beskira achas, l'chayre is b'shas the psak. The way the Gemara fatayches the Pasuk isn't speaking about the Psak. The Pasuk is saying, Hayoitze Roye Yachad Libom. Mechir, it's speaking about Bishas the Din, not the Psak Din. Roye Mashgiach Yachad Libom. So I don't understand too clearly how. So what Kulon is scoring Biskira Achas? Then maybe it doesn't mean the Psak Din, then I don't know clearly what it does mean. Sok the Mishnah weiter. Al Shisha Chadoshim Hashluchim Yoitzin. 6 months of the year, Bezdin sent out Shluchim to be Maidia, the Bnei Hagoyle, and the Ritvatain is not only the Bnei Hagoyle, we have the large Chalak of Eretz Yisrael, which also was unaware when Bezdin was Makadish to Chodesh. It was six months of the year Shluchim was sent out. Al Nisin Mipnei HaPesach. Rosh Chodesh Nisin, they wanted that the Olam should know exactly when Nisin is, because of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Al Ov Mipnei HaTainis, to know when to fast Tisha B'Av. Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei Mibnei Takonis Amayades, you should know when Yom Kippur and Sukkot are. Al Kislev Mibnei Chanukah, Val Ador Mibnei Hapurim. Shohoye Beis Hamikdash Kayim Yoitzin, Af Al Iyo Mibnei Pesach Kotten. Bisman Abayis, they were Yoitze Af Al Iyo. The Turiyevan wants to say that, wants to be Moichik, the word Af. He wants to say that the Mishnah is telling us as follows, that there were six times in the year that Bezdin sent out Shluchim. Bisman Alacha Chulban Abayis, so one of these 6 times was Al-Ov, Mipnei Tisha B'Av, Mipnei HaTainis. Then we'll see in the Gemara after Chulban Abayis, there's a Tainis of Tisha B'Av. Bishas Chulban, Bishas Binyan Habayi Sheni, there was no Tainis of Tisha B'Av Fakert, there was a Yontif. There was also Behesped of Tainis. Ni Tainis out the Isser Hesped of Tainis, they didn't send out Shluchim. So the Mishnah is telling us as follows, that there are 6 times in the year that Shluchim was sent out. Shaloi Bizma, Lacha Chulban Habayis, so they didn't send out an Iyo, because there was no Pesach Sheni, and they sent out an Ov, because of Tisha B'Av. Bisman Abayis, there was also 6 times, they sent out an Iyo because of Pesach Sheni, they did not send out an Ov, because there was no Tainis, then it was a Yontif, and for the Yontif they didn't send out. Zokt the Rashi, Al Shisha Chadoshim Shluchim Yoitzim, Shekitchul Bezn HaChodesh, to be mefarsim that Bezn was Mekadosh HaChodesh al pi Eidim Kshero Es HaChodesh, when the Eidim saw the Chidosh HaYoreach, so they came to Bezn. Umaydiyam HaShluchim LeGoyla Yoim Shekitchu, and the Shluchim HaMadiyat the Goyla, which day became Rosh Chodesh, Im B'Yoim Shloishim, if they were Mekadosh the 30th day of the month, and therefore the Chodesh Sha'ova Chosa, so the previous month was a Chodesh Chosa, Oidu Yom Lamed Aleph, the Chodesh Sha'ova Amolei. Mipnei HaPesach, Vahulchin Ashluchim Ad HaPesach, Chutz Min HaShabosis. They went till Pesach, that the Kaponim, the Olam should know, when the first day Pesach is. V'ashi v'istachoyis, they didn't go in Pesach, Echalamoy, they didn't go. They didn't go to be Medea the Olam, Akaponim, when Yid Achen Shal Pesach is. That we have to know the Sugya Vaita, why it is that way. V'al Ov Mibnei HaTainis, V'hulchen Kol Shmoines HaYomim, Chutz Min HaShabbos, to be Medea when it is Tisha B'Av. Ad Elul Mibnei Rosh Hashanah. Moidiyim, so what do you know what after you know that it's when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, so what do you know? There's a big problem over here. By all other tziyurim in the Mishnah, you know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, you know when Pesach is, you know when Rosh Chodesh Av, you know when Tisha B'Av is, you know when Kislev is, you know when Chanukah is, etc. If you know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, you don't know when Rosh Hashanah is. So Rashi says as follows, Medin Mosai Hischil Elul. The Medea when Elul started. Va'oisin Rosh Hashanah b'yoyim shloishim le'elol b'goyle. So Rashi sees, we'll see this in Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi holds that they did know when Rosh Hashanah was. If they knew when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, so 30 days later they made Rosh Hashanah. How could they make Rosh Hashanah 30 days later? Maybe Elul is a Chodesh Me'uba. So then Rosh Hashanah is Yom Lamed Aleph. So Rashi says, the Rav Shonim ain't Elul Me'uba. Rav of the years, Elul was not Me'uba. Va'af al pi she'sofik u b'yodom, shemo yavru bezden. There is a sofik. Yev shalem l'das. But they can't know. How is the Goyla going to know when Rosh Hashanah is? They have no way of finding out. Is val kolchon hulchin acha Rav Hashanim. So if you don't have a way of being mevarer, so you say mechan roiv. So memela, that's what they did. So Rashi Shita was that the Bnei Agoyla, as soon as they found out when Elul was, so they knew already when Rosh Hashanah was. They held one day Rosh Hashanah. They were say mechan roiv. The im lo yedu mosei hischil Elul. But if they would have not have known, then they would have a suffix when Rosh Chodesh Elul was. So then they would have to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Taka will assume, we'll go Basaroi, that Rosh Hashanah is 30 days after Rosh Chodesh Elul. But when was Rosh Chodesh Elul? So then they would have to hold 2 days. The Tosfos Chid explains, Rashi held the Mishnah has one schnit. The purpose of the shluchim and the all other shlichasin was that they should hold 1 day. They should know when Tisha B'Av is, they should know when Chanukah is, they should know when Pesach is. That was the purpose of the shlichas. And if the Mishnah sticks into the Shisha Chadoshim Rosh Chodesh Elul, so now they know when Rosh Hashanah is. They were Seimach and Rav, and they held 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Va'al tishrei mivnei takonis hamoyadois. Va'acher shekitshu bezden letishrei. Hashluchim yoitzim liyemochos. Va'hulchin admokim sheyecholim lagia adachak tulsukis. Meidiyim im ibru bezden es elu. And then they tell them if bezden was ma'aber elu. Bimla kedei shelei libam noikvam b'yoyim ha-kipurim v'sukis. There's a very interesting diuk in Rashi, and I saw the Magi and the Ritva makes this diuk. Rashi says here, Ashtik Teirem. Rashi says, why do they have to go out Tishrei? So Rashi says something about heart palpitations. Rashi says, Shle ye libom noikvon b'yema kippurim b'sukis. Was that meredden wegen heart palpitations? Am meredden? They have to go out Rosh Chodesh Tishrei to tell us when Yom Kippur is and when Sukkot is. So the Magi in Ritva says Rashi Lashitosai. Rashi Lashitosai just said before, what was with Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, they held 1 day Rosh Hashanah. The Bnei Agoyle were not Mechuyev to be Machmer. They held 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So if they held 1 day Rosh Hashanah, why did they hold 1 day Rosh Hashanah? Because they assumed halachically, that since Rav Pa'omim Elul is not Me'uber, so they assumed that Elul was a Chosar. No, if Legabe Rosh Hashanah, I went Bosa Rav, so I'm a bite again Bosa Rav. It's good enough for Rosh Hashanah, it's good enough for Yom Kippur. That's one Shaila. When I wanted to know when Rosh Hashanah is, that was my whole Suffolk. My Suffolk is, it was Rosh Hashanah the 30th day, the 31st day. The Bnei Agoyle asked the Rav, "Vuzel Matanzit, the Rav, what's heist?" We don't know. So we go Basaray. So we assume that Elo was Chasa. No, if Elo was Chasa, now why do you wake up all of a sudden Yom Kippur? When is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the 10th day after Rosh Hashanah. So if Rav is sufficient for Rosh Hashanah, it's sufficient for Yom Kippur also. So why do you have to send out new Shluchim? All of a sudden you have to send out new Shluchim. So Rashi had this kasha. Rashi says if we're seimach on roiv, and perhaps the kasha is, and if you already seimach legabi Rosh Hashanah, don't become from legabi Yom Kippur. It's the same shaila. And we were seimach on roiv already. And so Mamela, so Rashi says, you know, the reason they went out from Yom Kippur is for a different reason, Gans. Not to tell them when Yom Kippur is. They shouldn't have heart palpitations Yom Kippur. Or the fort, yeah, the roiv, maybe fort, maybe lemaise, we're not fasting Yom Kippur. Maybe we're not being Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah. So Memele, so that was the purpose of the Shlichas on Yom HaKippurim. On Tishrei, for Shaloi Yelibam Noikvam. The Magia in the Ritva brings down the Perish of the Rivov on Rosh Hashanah. He says, like Rashi, Lagabi Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Yom Kippur and Sukkah, Zokta Rebbe Sandosh. He says that, Val Elo Mibnei Rosh Hashanah, Meidin Mosai Rosh Chodesh Elo, Boisin Rosh Hashanah Biyem Shloishim La Elo, the way Rashi says, Sheberoi Vashonim in Elo Meuba, Yisaymachan Roi, The Shittus HaRivov, Retchen Andere Diburim, that they should make Yom Kippur and Sukkot Bismanish, make it the right Zman. So the Magi is Mevayel, that the Rivov held, he says, when can you be Seimach and Roiv? You're Seimach and Roiv if it's Yevshel Evruri. If it's Yevshel Evruri, so you're Seimach and Roiv. Rosh Hashanah, they couldn't be Mevara, so you can be Seimach and Roiv. Yom HaKippurim, you can't be Seimach and Roiv. There's no Heter of Roiv anymore. Now it's Efshel Levruri. So therefore he says, that they sent out Shluchim, that they should make Shuk, say, Sheyasu Yom HaKippurim V'sukais Bizmanoi. Rashi held, Adreina from the Beda, either Rashi held that maybe Lagabi the Bnei Agoyle, it's never called Efshel Levruri. I mean, they can't be Mevara. Bezdin can tell them, but since it's not biyodom to be mevara, so it could be so Rashi held that's not called Efshel Evruri. Or the Efshel Rashi held, since we already say Mechan Roy, we not mechuyv to be mevara ready, legabi Rosh Hashanah, Yon, Yom Kippur, na. So therefore, Rashi says, a shtik teire, that shloye libom noikvon. I had a shtik odiik on the Mishnah, perhaps according to Rashi, it would be good, perhaps. The Mishnah says, Al Shisha Chadoshim Ashluchim Yoitzim. Nisan, because of Pesach, of, because of the Tainis. By each Chaydish it says, because of the Yontif. This Yontif. Al Tishchay Mibnei Takonas Hamayadis. Well, why do you speak about Takonas Hamayadis? Mibnei Hamayadis, this two Yontifim. What's Takonas Hamayadis? So it could be, according to Rashi, maybe it's good. It's not for the Etzem Moyed. The Etzem Moyed, I know already when the Moyed is ready. That the Moyed should be Mesukin. It shouldn't be a Moyed with heart palpitations. That's Takonas HaMoyadois. That's why the Tan is Moisif a word Takonas. Perhaps. Pesach Sheini, Letomei V'shoye B'derech HaChoyke B'rishen. If there was B'derech HaChoyke B'rishen, so Mamele, so they here to know when Pesach Sheni is. Zok Toisves. Al Nisin Mipnei HaPesach. Zok Toisves Aval Al Sivin Mipnei HaTzeres Leitzorich. Sivin, they didn't have to go out to tell us when Shavuos is. Why not? The Ba'imah Adavatoli, the Shavuos is 50 yom after Pesach. Kedamrin Elel, the Tani Rav, Shmaya Atzeres, Pomim Chamisha, Pomim Shisha, Pomim Shiva. There was no Kavua Dike Yom HaChodesh for Shavuos. If you had both Chadoshim Malayim, there was one Zman, both Chadoshim Chaserim was another Zman in Sivan, one Malay, one Chosa was a third Zman. So Memele, Shavuos is no Shaykhis at all, is not dependent on the Yom HaChodesh, it's dependent on Chamishim Yom from the Sviras HaOmer. So Memele, see, there's no necessity to send out Shluchim on Sivan. Val Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, Moidiyim Mosai Maschil Elul. So they told them when Elul is. Now Tosfos is Chaylik and Rashi. Va'oisim Rosh Hashanah, V'yayim Shloishim Le'elul Begoyle. Now if they know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, so 30 days later they're going to make Rosh Hashanah. V'gam L'machosein, they're going to make Rosh Hashanah the 31st day also. Tosfos held that they were not Samech and Raif. Since you could, this is also a psabachin of Efshel Levru, you can make 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So why should you rely on Raif? The Ritva also holds like Tosfos. The Ritva says, Yom Kippur, you can't be from. Yom Kippur, they were Samech and Raif, because the first 2 days is, that's not called Efshel Levru. About Koponim Rosh Hashanah, they were Machmer. The Ritva holds like Tosfos. So Nachala Maises, they did not know when Rosh Hashanah was, and they held 2 days. Imikol Makim, so why do you need the Shluchei Bezdin to tell us when Rosh Chodesh Elul is? I would say they hold 2 days. So Taisa says, Mikol Makim Layedu Mosay Maschil Elul Layedu Yem Shloishim. But like this, they would have to hold 3 days. If they don't know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, So there's a suffix when the 30th day is. There are 3 days Rosh Hashanah to hold. Cause you start maybe, Ov was a chosa, maybe Ov was a mole. And now, so you have 2 cheshbonos already, and then you have to say, maybe Rosh Hashanah is Lamed, and Rosh Hashanah is Lamed Aleph. So Memele, the accomplishment of the Shlichus was, that after I know Klo, when Elul was, I only have one suffix, is Rosh Hashanah Yom Lamed or Yom Lamed Aleph. Frag the Gemara, V'lifkei Nami Atamos V'Tavis. Frag the Gemara, why did the Shluchim only go out on Ov? Because there's a Tainis on Ov, there's a Tainis on Shivosa B'Tamis, Asara B'Tavis. The Omar Rav Chone, Bar Bizne Omar Rav Shimon Chaside, Maidach Siv, Koyamar Hashem Tzvokes, Tzoyim Arvi, Vitzoyim Achmishi, Vitzoyim Ashvi, Vitzoyim Asiri, Yel Beis Yehuda, Lesosin Lesimche, Korilu Tzoyim, Bekorilu Sosin, Kor v'kol esosim b'simche, b'zman sheyei sholem yil esosim l'simche, ein sholem tzoyim. Well, let's first understand what the kasha of Rav Chana Bar Bizna was. L'cheira, we look at the pasuk is beautiful. The pasuk says that the tzoyim arevi, v'tzoyim achmishi, yia will be losed lovei l'sosim l'simche. Now it's a tzoyim, then it'll be sosim b'simche. So what's the kasha? Korilu tzoyim v'korilu sosim v'simche. To explain this gemara, there's different mahalchim and decided to get zeichen to Pesabeis Yosef in the beginning of Taknun. I'd like to say over the Yad Afrayim and Simin Taknun. Perhaps it's a little clearer. There's a difficulty in the pasuk. That's how he explains it. In Zechariah Zion Posse Gimel, after the Bayis Sheni was built, the Klal Yisrael came to the Novi, and they asked the Shaila, Ha'evke b'chodesh hachmishi, Inozer kasher osisi ze kame shonim. What do I do now? We have a Beis Hamikdash. Bustu tzachit to Tisha B'Av. They asked a shayla to the Navi. That is in Kapitel Zayin. In Kapitel Ches, the Teretz is brought down. Koyamar Hashem tzvokais, tzaymar vi, b'tzaymach mishi, yil abeis, Yehuda, l'sosayn, l'simchal, m'yadim toivim, v'emes, v'asholay mehov. So, l'chayra, there's a big kasha on the posik. They asked them, what should we do? Should we fast this Tisha B'Av? So, he should have answered them, that, no, Tisha B'Av, we have a Beis Hamikdash, it's l'sosayn l'simcha, aim l'sosayn l'simcha. Why did he say, l'oshen, yiyya, the Beis Yehuda l'sosayn l'simcha? They're asking on now. So, what's the Teretz now? So, the Teretz is now, there's no, it's also betaynus. It's a yomtiv. That was like the teretz. So why did he say aloshen osit? That was the kasha. So therefore, Rav Chana bar Bizna understood that you have to say pshat the loshen yiyeh. He did not answer their question. They asked him, "What do we do now?" And he told them what's going to be later. Tzaim harvi yiyeh. There's going to be a tzaim. So from this you see now there's no tzayin. There's going to be a tzayin. That means he told them there's going to be a churban habayis and there'll be a tzayin. He also told them, yiyeh l'sosayn l'simcha. It will be also l'sosayn l'simcha. He avoided their shayla and he spoke about after they asked the shayla b'shas binyan habayis sheni. And the Navi told them, after the churban will be a tzayim, and after the, by the gula will be l'sosayn l'simcha. Al kaponim, they got the message that al kaponim, when there's a Beis Hamikdash, it's l'sosayn l'simcha. There's no Beis Hamikdash, it's a tzayim. Al kaponim, so al kaponim, the pasuk tells us that when there's no shalom, we'll see, shalom means the Rashi says it means that Yad the Akum ain't a kif aleihem. The Magia and the Ritva explained that means that there was when it was ain't a kif, they had a Beis Hamikdash, and it was the kif, they didn't have a Beis Hamikdash. Al kaponim, the pasuk told us that bizman habayis, it's a yontif. Shalei bizman habayis, it's a tzayim. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, our Mishnah is speaking about Shalei Bizman Habayis, because the Mishnah says, the Mishnah's Messiahim, Uchsheho Yaveis HaMikdash Kayim Yoitzin Aliyah. So Al Kaponim, so the Mishnah before speaking about, it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So the Beis HaMikdash was not Kayim, they went out, and oh, frek the Gemara, no, the Ov isn't the only tzaim. The Pasuk says that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you have all these tzaimis. You have these four tzaimis. So why didn't Shluchim go out on Teivis and Tammuz? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Let us see Rashi. The Omar Rav Chome bar Bizne, the Kulu Yemei Tainis Nino Bizman Azeh Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. He said when there's no Shalom, so there's a tzaim. So Vaisis was speaking about Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Sheyesh Sholeim Shein Yadayv Dekechovim Tekif Al Yisrael Yiu L'Sosein U'L'Simche Le'oser Behesped U'Betaynis. That was an Iser Hesped V'Taynis. L'Sosein U'L'Simche. I really wonder what how the Litvaks were Mekayim the Sosn v'Simche and the Bizman Habayis. The Rebbe's Mustama made a tish. That's not suffic by me. But the Litvish Rashi seems to say Yil Sosn v'Simche. What was Alei Oser beHesped v'Tainis? I mean, there's a din. It's Sosn v'Simche. There's a Iser Hesped. There's a Iser Tainis. They made it. They made a tish if that's all Rashi has to say. That Yule Sosn L'Simcha, that there's an Isser Hesped V'Tainis. But there's no chiyuv to wash. It's not like a Shchedish also, there's no chiyuv to wash. And, it's a klaw, was a gesungen zmir. Ich weiß das klaw, I don't know, they didn't say hallo, they weiß nicht klaw what they did, aber come on, it was an Isser Hesped V'Tainis. Al-Kaponim, let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, we're up to Akasha. So the Mishnah is speaking about Bizman Chulban Abayis. Bizman Chulban Abayis. So L'chayre, there was a Chiyav Tzayim on all the Tanaisim. So why Dafka did they go out on Ov? Omar Rav Popper. So Rav Popper said, you did not understand Rav Chana about business teretz. Bemisin, there's not only two zmanim, there's three zmanim. Hochi koma. Bizman sheyeh sholim, that means that there's a beis hamikdash, yulisosan ulisimcha, then taka there's a nisa hespet betainis. Yeish gzeiris hamalchos, nazman, where there's a gzeiris shmad tzoyim, then there's a chiyiv tzoyim. Ein gzeiris hamalchos, but what if there's no gzeiris shmad? Vein sholim, but there's no beis hamikdash either. We don't have the Beis Hamikdash for us, but there's no Gzeirah Shmad either. So then there's a third halacha. Because then the din is totally in Klal Yisrael. Rotsu, if Klal Yisrael wants Misanin. Rotsu ain't Misanin. So then the whole tainis is a Rishus. The Chi of Tzayin is only Bishas Gzeirah Malchus Bishas Hashmad. The Iser Hespet V'tainis is Bizman Abayis. If it's Nishta Hine Nishta Her, there's no Gzeres Malchus. There's no Gzeres Malchus, so then Achiev Tzoyin is Nishdo. So then it's Tolin in Rotsu. Rotsu Misanu, Rotsu Ein Misanu. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Yesh Gzeres Malchus Tzoyim Choyvo Lisanu Ispem. Then there's a Choyv. But if there's no Gzeres Malchus, Rotsu ain't Misane. It's up to them. V'kiven the Rishusu. So since the whole thing is a Rishus, if you want, you confess. No Chiev to fast. If you want, you confess. Is Leimat Rechinen Shluchin Elayu. So then Rashi says, so you have to know what the Chumre is. It's fandach, Machmira Malach who want to fast. No, because you are nefes, and a male zom a matrich zayin shluchim because of that, because you are nefes. So they zon zich mutchen of, you'll make your chumres on their places. Sometimes they matrich shluchim. Don't do such things. Rashi in the Mishnah says, bishloime, we send out shluchim, shaloi, play liboy nokfoy. No. That's already heart palpitations. We'll send out shluchim for that. We won't send that at Tzola, but shluchim we'll send out for that. But you should have a psazei aruigim, yom kippur, simcha de kesukis. That will send out shluchim. But stamazoi for midi de reshus, loy matrechin in shluchim alai. We won't be matrich. Stamazoi yidin zon geinim zist. That's a tirche. We won't be matrich because of a milse de reshus. Now there's a merdike kashe from the Ritve, the Rashbe, there's a merdike kashe. That means, rotzo misanu, rotzo ein misane. So lochayre, but already was rotzo. I mean, Chazal say it was rotzo, kiblu alayu. Lamaise, we do fast. We fast shivasa betamas and sora betavis. It was rotzo, even were mekabel on themselves. So it's not a reshus now. A person is tamazay now who will decide not to fast. It was rotzu. L'chayim v'chuyiv to fast. And the Ritva is moisev. He says, oh, that was the whole Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is the kasha. V'liv kenami atamaz v'tevis. So the Gemara knew that we're fasting. That was the whole kasha of the Gemara. We fast. So let's send out shluchim. So what is pshat? It's a reshus. So the Ritva brings down a teretz from the Rashba, which he does not like. The Rashba says that even though, that means each year, so the besundere parsha, there's no, last year they wanted to fast, or Yimuchiv to fast. A Yochid can decide he won't fast. The Tziba wanted to fast, he can fast. But this year the Tziba can decide we're not going to fast. Finished, it's totally in Rotsu. So Memele, so the fast each year is a din of a Milsa de Rishus. Since it's biyodom to change it. That's how the Rashba says. The Ritva doesn't like that. The Ritva says it wasn't, there was a rotzer already, now you have to fast. But he wants to say, the Ritva wants to say that there's a difference between the Zman HaMishneh and the Zman HaGemore. The Zman HaGemore, there was a Rotso, there was a Haskome from Klal Yisrael, we're going to fast. So Memele, so therefore the Zman HaGemore, doesn't have a din of a Rishus anymore. The Zman HaGemore, you have to fast. Maybe not Al Tivrei Kabbalah, but Al Tarotso. Masha'ein Kain, the Gemara means to say, Bizman HaMishneh, there was no Haskome yet by Klal Yisrael. Then the things were still, were fluctuating. It wasn't Kavua, others fasted, others didn't fast. So the Gemara is only answering the Mishneh. The Mishneh, Bizman HaMishneh, they did not send out Shluchim, because Bizman HaMishneh, there was no haskoma achlote from Klal Yisrael. So Melos Amidi de Rishus. Amidi de Rishus, we won't be matriach shluchim. Fragte Gemore, Ihochi Tisha Bovnami. Fine. So you're telling me that since the Mishnah is speaking about there was no gzeiris, no shmodis, so it's a Rishus. So if it's a Rishus, so Tisha B'Av is also a Rishus. So why did they send that Shluchim on Tisha B'Av? Omar Rav Pope, Shani Tes B'Av, Hoyru V'Huchpulu Boi Tzores. Tisha B'Av has a Bazundara Choyma. That means, Enoch Hanami, Alts the Posik Take, you're right. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Asara B'Tavis. So it could be a pidake shalaritva, so that already there was zicha a rotsu to fast on Tisha B'Av. The Omar Mar betes ba'ov chorav habayis barishoyne ubishniyo v'nilke da beita v'nechrisho ha'ir. Zogt Rashi Gornish, let's see Taisviz. Hoyil v'huchpulu ba'itzores. So Taisves b'yom shivosa b'tamos nami iro hamisha dvorim k'disnan b'perik basra d'taynes. So if you huchpulat tzores, there was more than one tzore. Shivosa b'tamos is also more than one tzore. So Taisves answers to terutzim avu churben beis hamigdash tkifa tuve. This is a much stronger tzore. So that's what the Gemara means. Huchpulat by tzores and it's tam tzores. Va'oid le'idami le'tes ba'ov the tzora achas uchpele boy. It seems the same tzora was ibegechaz, that alone is a big chaymer. Different tzoras is like a variety, but the same tzora repeats itself twice. That seems a greater chaymer. Zakte gemara weiter. Tanya, Oma Rab Shimon, this is Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Abo dvorim hoye Rabbi Kiva Deirish, v'ani ein Deirish kemoisei. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, so he disagreed with his Rebbe in four psukim how to darshan. In this posik, Tzoyim Harvi, the Rebbe at Gezot, Rabbi Kiva said as follows, Tzoyim Harvi, zetes betamuz. This is 9 days in Tammuz. Sheboy Hufka Ha'ir. That the Chayme broke down Tes Tamos. Shenema says in the Pasuk, Bachaydish Ha'Revi, Betisha Lachaydish, 9 days in Tamos. Vayechizak Ha'Rov Ba'ir, there was Nebuchadnezzar, Lehoyo Lechem La'om La'am Ha'Oretz, Batiboka Ha'Ir. That means there was a starvation. They weren't able, the guards were unable to protect the Chayme, Vatiboka here. Vamai kori lei Revi, so Rabbi Kiva says, why is this called Tzoyim Revi? Revi lachadoshim, because this is the fourth month in the Seder Hadoshim, starting with Nissan. Tammuz is the fourth month. Tzoyim Achamishi, Zeti Sheboi Nisraf Beis Alekein. Vamai kori lei Chamishi, Chamishi lachadoshim, because it's the fifth month. Tzoyim hashvii zegimul b'tishrei. Sheboi nere gedalye ben achikam. Ami holgoi, Yishmoel ben Nesanya, holgoi. Lelamdach sheshkule misoson shel tzadikim kisreifas beis alakein. How does this come in? Elchayr poshep shat is chveis. It's hookish to tzaymach mishi. So it's hookish to Tisha B'Av, which is Sreifas Beis Alekeinu. The Sfasemis says a very interesting pshat. Sfasemis says that Gemara had another kasha. We just learned before that these Dalit Tzaymis are dependent in Bizman Abayis and not Bizman Abayis. Fine. So the Gemara made a kasha. Bishleime, the other Tzaymis, Asara B'Teves, Shibasa B'Tamiz, Tisha B'Av, these are all tzaymis and morois which brought about Chuban Abayis, Hufkoir, and further, Tzalkaponim. So this has the Chuban Abayis. So this has the Chuban Abayis. So Bizman, when they built the Bayis Sheni, it's L'Sos and L'Simcha. It's a chuban. We have now the bayis. So, Mamel, there's no reason to continue fasting. L'chayre, Gedalia ben Achikam, Mises Tzadikim, as gestolben, far. So, the Polonius is as a Tzadik is gestolben. So, was hot is the Beis HaMikdash? And now the Beis HaMikdash became built. So, the Beis HaMikdash is built. So what? So, that makes a trias amazing. L'chayre, the tainus was that we lost Gedalia ben Achikam. No, he still lost. So that's why the Tzuktos Vasemis. That's why the Gemara says no. You know why we fast on some Gedalia a lot of them? Because Mises some Gedalia was Shkula Mises Tzadikim Kechubim Beis Hamikdash. There was a new Chubim Beis Hamikdash, the Ha'ore, which Klal Yisrael had. Kol's man that Gedalia ben Achikam was alive was. That was B'mokim HaMikdash. We had Gedalia ben Achikam. When Gedalia ben Achikam got killed, the Shkula Misosom Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu. The Din Tainus is because we have a new Sreifas Abayis. If that's the reason of the Tainus, so as but of Geboit Abayis is Memele. So the Ha'ore which we had and we lost Ayidei Mises, Gedalia ben Achikam came back, Al Yedei Binyan Habayis. So that's why the Gemara throws in this maimer when we're speaking about Mises Gedalia ben Achikam. V'amai kori lai shvi l'chadoshim, Tishrei is the seventh chodesh. Tzoyim ha'asiri ze asore b'teves. Shaboy somach melech bovol ha'yerushalayim. Midnasore b'teves, so the beginning of the Paroniya started. This is Shaboy Samach Melech Bovo Yerushalayim. Shenem avid var Hashem Eilai Bashona Hachiyis Bachoydesh Osiri Teves Baoso Lachoydesh Laima Ben Odom Ksoiv Locho Hashem Hayoyim Es Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh Samach Melech Bovo Yerushalayim. Amai kori lei asiri. Why is this called same asiri? Asiri lechadoshim. This is the tenth chodesh. Retois Rabbi Kiva weiter. But you have to know the way he's saying pshat in the posik is not written chronologically. Because the first peroni is started asara b'tevis. That's boi somach melech bova Yerushalayim. And that is put at the end. He starts off already with Tammuz, which was right before the Churban. Zogt Rabbi Kiva, Valoy ha-yaroi ze lichtev rishen. B'chayre, this should have been the first time. B'loma nichtav kan, k'day lahazder chatoshim k'tikuno. The Tana wanted that the Pasuk should flow. We're going on the Seder ha-chadoshim. So Memela, they didn't cheshben Lemaise, which came first. In the Seyda HaChadoshim, it's very good. Revi, Chamishi, Shvi, Nasiri. That's Rabbi Kiva. Zogt Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Vani, Einei, Oymakein. I don't learn the Pasuk like this. El Etzoim HaSiri, I learned the Pasuk is going chronologically. Ze chamisha b'teivish sheboi bos shmuel legoylo shehuk sayir. Faker. This is after the Churban Abayis. when they found out that Huxayir, Shanema, Vayi, Bishtei, Esrei, Shona, Basiri, Bachmisha, Lachidish, Lagoloseno, Boilai, Apolit, Mirushalayim, Leima, Huxayir, Vaosu, Yem Shmuek, Yem Schreifa. So, Fakert, so this happened after Chuban Abayis, and this was the last Peronius, and they made Yem Shmuek, Yem Schreifa. V'nirin dvorai midvorot. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai, I think my pshat is better than my Rebbe's pshat. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, according to me, so the pasuk is written chronologically. Shani oimah rishin rishin v'lachin achin. V'hu oimah, and he says, al rishin achin. The time that the pasuk starts with should have been later. Al achin, occurred later. Marishin, the occurred later, that happened after Asarah B'Tabis. While Achain, in the last time that the Pasuk does mention Rishin, that's the last one I mentioned, that really occurred first. Elashohu Maina L'Seida Chadoshim. Vani Maina L'Seida Puranias. So Memele, that's a Machlaikis, I said, the more but on the Pasuk, so we now the more being done on Machlaikis, how to learn Shat in the Pasuk. Zot Rashi, Abod Voim Alolo, Bzu Achas Mehen, Vagimu Shnuim Betesefte, Zadda three Psukim, there's also a Machlaikas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, but Vagimu Shnuim Betesefte, the Soite, Besefri, Ben Odom Yeshfe Acharovi, Satsain Vaboke Yishochet, Vatei Resoros Ben Noga Mitris Metzachek. Again, what the Metzachek was Abay Dezore, was it Samazoyan Iskei Nachla, same with Baki Yeshochet, so it's also Rashi and Chumash being down the Machlaikis. Samach Melech Bovel, Hischil, Lotzer, Rolel. Shmuel, Legoyla, Legola, Shechonye, Shegola, Lebovel, Achasas, Reshon, Ofnei, Achub. Shani, Oimel, Al Rishain, Shebeseida, Mikra, I say, that the first one that the Pasuk brings down, Rishain, Bele Peronis, this was the first Peronis, Betrilo, Hufkoir. Acharkach nisrof habayis betishibov. Ubetishrei shalachov nergedalya. Ubetei vishalachov bosa shmua. So I'm saying everything is chronologically. Pohu oimer al rishen shebe posik. The first one that the posik mentions, achin leporonius. This peronius happened later. Valachin shebe mikrein rishen leporonius. Shrei tchile soma. Vacharkach ufko nimtzi zayin betamiz. Shurishain bemikra achrain lesmicha. Achrain lesmicha's bovur shumulcha bemikra. This happened after Samach Melech bovur. Ela shohu moina leseida chadoshim. Ba'omar he says, shlaik pida mikra ela seida chadoshim. Kachmona tamis koidum letevis. Vani moina af leseida pronis. By me, everything stims. The chadoshim stim. The seida pronis stim. Zog Teisves. Ze tisha betamuz shaboy hufka ho'ir. So Teisves says, Haino barishoine. Haino barishoine by the first base Hamikdash. Avo bishniye hufka biyudzayin. Amishim hochi of dinin biyudzayin tainis. Therefore, we make the tonis yudzayin because the Hufka year by the second base of Migdash was Yudzayim Betamuz. The Ritva asks Akashe, Memes in the Minchas Chinuch and Simen Shin Aleph, or his base also asks the same Kashe. Minchas Chinuch is Mechabn, one of the Terutzim of the Ritva. Minchas Chinuch asks, Amayra de Kekashe. Taisvus asks that, The Pasuk, it says that the Hufka year was 9 days in Tammuz. Vektach Teisves, we make the Tana Shibasa B'Tammuz. This is because by the second base of Middash is Hufka year Shibasa B'Tammuz. Zokter, but we have to understand like this. The Mekir of the Tainis is Divrei Kabbalah. That the Pasuk, the Tzaymer Vi, Tzaymach Mishi, this is a posik in Zechariah, and this is a posik by the Bayis Rishon. So midivrei, there's no posik by the bayis sheni how to fast. The posik is by the bayis rishon. Our guidelines are the bayis rishon. We have guidelines if there'll be chas v'shalom shmat. So all the tanaisim are achal. So you have to fast. So imervi. Let's not lemoshal. There's a be chas v'shalom b'shas shmat. So you have to fast tzayim harevi, when tzayim harevi test tamas you have to fast. That's the tzayim harevi, sheboi hufko yir. So memele, so you tell me the second bias hufko yir yizayin. No? And I'm fasting, so you have to machen anoche tainus yizayin tamas. It's hard. Aber al kaponim, you're not oike the tainus midivre kabbalah. What is pshat and pais v'steretz? Tyson and Terence was, because the second time was Yudzayin. No, Machman, Miyamasan and Machels. I mean, this is a tainus midivrei kabbalah. We could be moisef a tainus, but we can't be oiker a tainus midivrei kabbalah. Zogt, the Minchas Chinuch avot, and a beautiful vote, he says, the posik says, tzoyim horvi, tzoyim achmishi, tzoyim ashvi, tzoyim asiri. The Pasuk said you have to make a tainus in these months. The Pasuk never spoke about days. So midivrei Kabbalah, which distakachi midivrei Kabbalah, you have to fast Chodesh Av, you have to fast Chodesh Tammuz. Which day in Chodesh Tammuz you have to fast? The Pasuk doesn't say. There's no, you have to make sure to fast in this Chodesh. So by the first Beis HaMikdash, since Ushufko Yir, Us Tes Tammuz, but if it's the test Tammuz. Now the mice, the second Beis HaMikdash, Osufke, Yudzayin Tammuz. So we fast Yudzayin Tammuz. But Pshat is not where Oike, the Pusik. The Pusik never mentioned days. It's a beautiful vote. It's a beautiful vote. And with this he answers another kasha. He says, we have here a machloikis, Rab Shimon, Ben Yechoyin, Rab Akiva. What is Pshat in the Pusik? What is Pshat in the Pusik? And a posik, what's that tzayim asiri? The tzayim asiri means asore b'teves. Does the tzayim asiri mean chamisha b'teves? Chlekes, Rav Shimon ben Yechoyin, Rabbi Kiva. Fine. So he says, if you're starting from scratch, that means you have a posik. I don't know pshat and posik. Fine. Each one is entitled to his own opinion. He says, but you have to understand like this, that Rabbi Kiva and Rav Shimon ben Yechoyin were right after Churban HaBayis. Now, Churban HaBayis, there was a mitzvah, sasim v'simche, that by the Dalet Tzaymes, there was also a Besed B'tainis, and could we do something more sasim? So they were right after the Bayis, they were able to witness, what did Yidin do? The Chodesh Teves. But gemacht tishin Chodesh Teves. They did something. So what did they do? Was it Hey Teves? Was it Yud Teves? So how could you have a Machloikis? Now, Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy, what is Pshat and Posik? No, Zomus a Rabbi Sudamon, and Frega, no, Triyid. Some of them were there, Pshat and Bais. What did they do, Tavis? When did they make the sauce and Besimcha? Hey, Tavis, are you Tavis? Finished. What is that to Clarem? Zuchte, that's the Minchas Chinuch, Skash, the Minchas Chinuch. You know what they did? Ander gemacht, hey, Tavis. Ander gemacht, you Tavis. Verkehrt, because it said, Tzoy Masiri. In Tavis, darf man machen sauce and Besimcha. Who made someone made like this? There was nothing kavua. Now there's a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, aber lemais, it's that machna dover kavua. Tishin, the mele, can I machem each one bazunda. Aber al kuponim, now they wanted to make a takonet kavua that all Yidin should fast on one day. So that's why I say, so then a machloikis, what's mistava pshat and posi? Is the posi speaking about this occurrence or about this occurrence? So, abu meiker hadin. So that he says the day is zichanat midivrei kabbalah. So bisman they could never bring a raya from this man abayis, because in this man abayis could be there were different minhagim and then you could be yoytze any day meiker hadin. As long as it fell out in the Chodesh, it's Tzoyim Asiri. So that's what Taisus answers. V'hach baraisa masninen b'Yerushalmi. So Taisus, this baraisa is brought on in Yerushalmi. V'garsinen bo Yud Zayin Betamas. In Yerushalmi state that the Hufka Ha'ir by the first Beis Hamikdash was Yud Zayin Betamas. Fregt doch de Yerushalmi va'af al gav doch siv bekro betisha lachoydish. And the Pasuk says as Hufka Ha'ir betisha lachoydish. Emfert de Yerushalmi kilkul cheshboines hoyushom. That means the Yidden, see soon, the Yidden then did not know, says Gven Rachman and Etzlan Azefer Tzores, they did not know when the Hufka Ha'ir was. They were under the impression it was they were under the impression that it was Tes Betamas, but really it was Yuzayim Betamas. Upolik Ashasti Don. V'reitze loymar, demitoich tirdosom, tohu becheshboino. So Klal Yisrael thought that the Hufka Ha'ir was nishkat kein tog, nishkat nach, that they made a toys in the cheshbon, and they were under the impression that Hufka Ha'ir was Tes Tamas, and really was Yudzayin Tamas, was Yudzayin Tamas. It was 8 days later. That the Posikistes did not want, since Klal Yisrael, this is very difficult to understand. Klal Yisrael were under the impression that Hufka Ha'ir was Tes Betamuz, Solomaisa, the Posik did not want to be Mishane. So that's what he says in the Posik, it also was Tes Betamuz. Let's start the next sugya. Itma, Rav v'Rabbi Chanina Omri Botlo Megillas Tainis. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Levi Omri Loi Botlo Megillas Tainis. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says Botlo Megillas Tainis. What is this Megillas Tainis? Yomim Toivim Shekavu Chachomim Al Yedei Nisim Sheiru Behem. They were Nisim which occurred to Klal Yisrael, v'osrum betaynis, and they assert they gave it a din yontiv. It's a yontiv. That's also betaynis. V'yesh mehem af behespit, and others are more chomer, and it's also behespit. V'kosvun b'megila achas, it was written in a megila, megilas taynis. That means the megila which with Rechens Ois in this Megillah, all the Yomim which are also betaynis. Ilein Yomaya Deloilis Anobahu is Achshav. So now we have a machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Chanine and Rabbi Yechner and Rishon Belevi, Shechorav Abayis. So Rav and Rabbi Chanine hold, since the Bayis became Chorav, Botlu, so Mutorin Behesped of betaynis. So Rav Rab Chanina holds that with the Chuban Abayis, we'll see later, just like the Ma'adim Toivim of the Dalit Tzoymis, which were also Osa Behesped Vatainis, as soon as the Bayis became Chorev, so these Ma'adim became Botul. So who Adin, all these other Ma'adim also became Botul. That's the Svar of Rav Rab Chanina. Rabbi Yechonim Shum B'Levi hold that no, that these Yomim Toivim never became Botel, and the Osa Behesved V'Tainis Gam B'Zman Hazeh.